Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
It's the last Friday in January here in 2022, and another busy night of high school basketball here in Northeast Kansas. Thanks for tuning in. Seth Tollison joining you here now on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as we are on Kansaland Radio and the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'd say a busy night, kind of a busy night. A lot of the second week's worth of mid-season tournaments taking place here earlier this week. There was a tournament game tonight, but of course the Hiawatha Invitational going on here this week. Also the Top Gun Invitational, both some girls tournaments that have been taking place here this week. We've got some scores and results from last night, the semifinals, and also give you a little bit of a preview of what's to come tomorrow in the championship round of those tournaments. Also the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament being held here this evening. There was, again, two pools in that one. Jefferson County North, the host school, had a good night. We'll tell you how that went all coming up again here on the Scoreboard Show. Well, we'll start with, again, the number 1-888-907-2346. Have mostly all, only looking for one girls' score, and then almost all the boys' scores have already gone final here tonight, so we're only looking for a few. But if you've got one and you'd like to pass it along to us, 1-888-907-2346. Just ask for Kurt. He'll probably answer the phone, and we'll gladly take the score from you. We'll start off with the games from last night in the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. Again, this was a girls' tournament yesterday. We'll start with Jackson Heights coming in as the number one overall seed, undefeated. And last night, they got past Atchison in a big way, 67-19. Lady Cobras were on fire, and they will have a much tougher opponent probably tomorrow night when they take on the host school, Hiawatha Redhawks, as Hiawatha defeated ACCHS last night, 65-41. This game was close early on, but Hiawatha would run away from it there, thanks in part to 14 threes in the game for the Lady Redhawks. Again, this two semifinals last night, so your championship game, which will be covered on KNZA 103.9 FM tomorrow afternoon, the title game at around 2 o'clock tomorrow, right here on KNZA 103.9 between Hiawatha and Jackson Heights. Also going on here this week, the Top Gun Tournament, a tournament featuring some local schools, including Jeff West and Nemaha Central from the Big 7 League. On the consolation side, in the semifinals of the consolation bracket, Jeff West knocked off Wellsville 53-13. So Jeff West will advance to play tomorrow in that consolation final. They are now 8-4 in the season, while Nemaha Central in the semifinals on the winner's bracket took on Hayden and the Lady Wildcats, and Hayden in a low-scoring game would get the win over Nemaha Central 32-30. We mentioned one tournament going on here tonight, pool play here Friday night for Jefferson County North, and it went well for the host school as JCN would win over Valley Falls 49-28. So JCN now 7-5. Their opponent for the championship game tomorrow will be Rossville, who got a win as well tonight. So JCN Rossville will meet up for that championship again in the JCN tournament. Now on to the regular season scores here from tonight. Some Twin Valley League girls finals. Donovan West over Blue Valley on the road, 55-24. Centralia would top Hanover by 4. Good game here. Centralia wins at 53-49 on the road. Low-scoring game, but Clifton Clyde is able to get to 11-4 with a 34-29 win over Frankfort. In overtime, Washington County knocks off Troy at home 40-33, and Valley Heights would defeat Wetmore 61-23. Good news for Wetmore's Kinsey Strothman. She joined the 1,000-point club in the loss, unfortunately, to Valley Heights. But again, 1,000 career points, so congratulations to Kinsey Strothman for Wetmore. Non-league score tonight, Royal Valley defeats Mission Valley. Again, these are girls' finals, 59-51. The Lady Panthers are now 6-7. Silver Lake tonight would take care of Sabetha. Kind of a surprise here, just at the score. Silver Lake would win 51-13. So Sabetha struggling tonight, but Silver Lake does win. Sabetha drops to 6-7. On 103.9 and 92.1 FM, our feature game here this evening was Riverside at Axtell. Riverside would win the girls' game 49-29, so Riverside is now 6-7, while the Axtell Eagles drop to 3-10. And wrapping up our non-league games, Holton tonight survives at home over Chapman 30-24. Lady Wildcats are now 8-5. Several boys' scores coming in here this evening. Blue Valley in the Twin Valley League defeats Donovan West at home, 55-34. Hanover, they take care of Centralia tonight, 65-24. Troy tonight, they win at Washington County, big, 64-34. That game on Kansasland Radio, Riverside at Axtell in the boys' game, a little closer as Riverside would sneak away in about the midway point of this game. Axtell tried to come back, unfortunately too little too late, as Riverside holds off and wins this non-league matchup between the Big 7 League and Twin Valley League. Riverside 46, Axtell 33. A Big 7 League score tonight, Perry LeCompton, no problems with Jeff West at home tonight. The Cause win 60-32. In non-league action tonight, Royal Valley upends Mission Valley 68-30. This game was a 20-point game at half, 42-22. Royal Valley would shut out Mission Valley in the third quarter in their route in that one. Royal Valley now 13-0, undefeated here in 2022. Sabetha tonight, some excitement at the Blue Jays home as the Sabetha Blue Jays were tied 36-all midway point, I think is what Logan said, somewhere at that point anyway, in the fourth quarter, tied at 36 with Silver Lake, and Silver Lake had a player go up and dunk the ball and broke the rim, so they had a delay there, and then the decision, as they could not get it replaced, was made to move to the old gym at Sabetha High School, where they would finish it off, and Sabetha would hold on and win it 49-40. Sabetha is now 10-3. Huge win for the Blue Jays with some excitement there in Sabetha. Nemaha Central in a non-league game tonight defeats Marysville 66-44. And wrapping up our scoring here in the show tonight, Holton takes care of Chapman at home, so the Wildcats get the sweep, winning the girls and the boys game as it's the Holton men 50, Chapman 39. Well, those are the scores we've got. Again, if you didn't hear one that you have and you want to pass it along, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-907-2346 as you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on Kansasland Radio.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you.
Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it.
GM Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish.
GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you. Also, Kirk Kilman in studio helping get our recaps from our feature games of the week on Kansland Radio, also on KARA 93.7 and the Holton and Sabetha channels. We'll have four recaps for you coming up from action here earlier this evening. First off, let's run down all the scores we have for you. First, last night, some girls' finals in tournament action from the Hiawatha Invitational. Jackson Heights knocked off Atchison 67-19. And again, the Lady Redhawks defeat ACCHS yesterday 65-41. From the Top Gun tournament yesterday, a couple of girls' scores in the Consolation Semis. Jeff West defeated Wellsville 53-13, while Hayden upended Nemaha Central 32-30. Tonight in the Jefferson County North tournament, it's Jefferson County North winning 49-28. So JCN will advance to take on Rossville for first place in that girls' tournament tomorrow. In the Twin Valley League tonight, Donovan West on the road defeats Blue Valley 55-24. The Lady Mustangs now 9-4. Getting to 12-0 is Centralia as the Lady Panthers knock off Hanover on the road 53-49. Clifton Clyde tonight at home defeats Frankfort 34-29. In overtime, Washington County would knock off Troy at home 40-33. Washington County now 5-7. In Valley Heights, all over Wetmore tonight 61-23. Couple of non-league girls finals tonight. Royal Valley defeats Mission Valley 59-51. Royal Valley now 6-7. Silver Lake tonight then taking care of Sabetha 51-13. That on the Sabetha channel. On Kansland Radio 92.1 and 103.9 tonight, we had a matchup between Riverside and Axtell, Big 7 versus Twin Valley League, and the win goes to the Big 7 League as it was the Cyclones 49, Axtell 29. And then on the Holton channel tonight, the Lady Wildcats knock off Chapman by a score of 30-24. The boys' finals we've got so far here this evening in the Twin Valley League. Blue Valley over Donovan West, 55-34. The Rams now 5-8. Hanover would defeat Centralia, no trouble here, 65-24. Hanover now 12-1. 10-4 is now Troy as they take care of Washington County, winning by 30. 60-34 is your final score there. The Riverside-Axtell matchup in the boys' game also went the way of the Cyclones, as Riverside would win this one 46-33. Perry Lecompton tonight, big winners at home. They get to 8-6 with a 60-32 victory over Jeff West. It was Royal Valley tonight over Mission Valley, 68-30. Royal Valley still undefeated now at 13-0. Sevetha tonight tops Silver Lake 49-40. The Blue Jays now 10-3. Nemaha Central wins at home over Marysville 66-44. And wrapping up our scoring tonight, Holton would win by 11 at home over Chapman 50-39. Well, don't go anywhere. Again, we've got the scores and recaps on the way. We'll hear from the Sevetha Channel, also the Holton Channel, Kier 93.7, and also get Brandon's take on our Riverside Axtell matchup from our feature game of the week here on Kansland Radio earlier this evening. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And thanks for joining us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Good Friday evening to everyone out there in Kansas Land as we roll on here on this 28th day of January, as it's kind of hard to think about, but really mid-season tournaments wrapping up tomorrow. That means there's 3 weeks of the regular season left. And then we get to the end of February, early March. It's go time for these teams, especially those maybe with one or two losses on the season. Definitely time to make their moves here this year. Some huge games coming up here for our local athletes, and we will be here to cover it for you right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So thanks for tuning again here to the Scoreboard Show. We did get another score here, and that one was a boys final. Frankfurt tonight defeated Clifton Clyde. Also then in that doubleheader tonight, in the girls doubleheader, it was Clifton Clyde over Frankfurt 34-29. So they split in that Twin Valley League matchup. In the TVL as well, we'll take a look at the doubleheaders. Blue Valley would win the boys game 55-34 over Donovan West, but in the girls game, D West would get the win 55-24. Also tonight, a matchup between the Panthers and the Wildcats. The Centralia traveled to Hanover tonight in the TVL. In the girls game, it was the Panthers getting the 4-point win 53-49, but in the boys game, all Hanover, 65-24 Hanover in the boys game, now 12-1. Also tonight, Troy at Washington County in the girls' game. It took overtime, but Washington County would prevail. 40-33 is your final score. Washington County wins. They're now 5-7, but it's a split, as it was the boys for Troy winning on the road tonight, 64-34. Troy is now 10-4. We do not have the final from the boys' Wetmore Valley Heights game, but we do have the girls' score, as Valley Heights, no troubles at home, 61-23. They are now 12-1, as Kinsey Strathman for Wetmore, she reached the 1,000-point club in the losing effort, and ask and you shall receive. We just now do get the boys' final, as it is Wetmore. They win in the nightcap by a score of 48-35. Again, Wetmore wins tonight. They are now 8-6 on the season. Other finals then we have for you tonight, some non-league matchups. Royal Valley hosting Mission Valley. That a doubleheader. The girls would win for the Panthers, 59-51. The boys would also get the win, but had a little easier go of it, 68-30. Royal Valley wins. They are 13-0 and sweep Mission Valley today. Sabetha hosting Silver Lake in a doubleheader in non-league action. The Eagles would win the girls' game, 51-13 over Sabetha, but it would be Sabetha winning 49-40. That game actually had to switch gyms in the fourth quarter, as Silver Lake went up for a dunk and broke the rim in the main gym, so they had to go to their secondary gym in Sabetha. And it was Sabetha must have worked, as again they were able to score and win 49-40, holding Silver Lake there just to a couple of points there to round out the game. Nemaha Central tonight hosting Marysville, as this was a boys' game. Nemaha Central would win 66-44. Also tonight, Holton and Chapman in action. This was a doubleheader. Holton would win the girls' game 30-24. And then it was the Wildcats getting the sweep, as they win the boys' game as well, 50-39. On Kansland Radio, we had, again, Axtell and Riverside tonight, as it was Riverside getting the sweep. They would win the girls' game 49-29 and then go on to win the boys' game as well by a score of 46-33. Well, stay tuned. We'll get our recaps in. We'll hear from Justin and the Holton Channel, also Logan and the Sabetha Channel on MSCSports.net. Those games are broadcast tonight. Also, we'll get our game from Riverside Axtell. Brandon will have the recap from that doubleheader, and Tom Counts will bring us results from the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament taking place here this evening. That's all coming up next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At B&P Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown, to open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join B&P Propane in 2022 and let's be energy givers.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
And again, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca and 103.9 FM KMZA Hiawatha. Just past 10 o'clock. Thanks for sticking with us here tonight as we've got several scores to get to. But first, we're going to start with some recaps, and we'll do so by beginning with our feature games of the week on KNZLN Radio. Brandon Tatman saw Riverside at Axtell, and he files this report.
In a Big 7 Twin Valley League non-league showdown on Friday night, it was Riverside here at Axtell High School, and the Road Cyclones come soaring in and picking up a pair of victories. In the girls' contest, it was Riverside winning 49-29, Cyclones in the nightcap with a win 46-33. In the girls' game, it was close early, but a big run at the end of the second quarter gave Riverside a 29-18 lead. They continued that run into the third quarter, built a lead as high as 23, and Axtell unable to recover as the Cyclones were able to coast and win it by 20, 49-29. It was a great double-double night for Taylor Weiser. She had 14 points and 11 rebounds, and Hallie Studer also in double figures with 10. Kaylee Sandman led the way for Axtell with 11 points. Cyclones with the win, now 6-7. Axtell with the loss, they drop to 3-10. In the boys' contest, Riverside jumping out to an early lead. They led it 9-6 at the end of the first quarter and built that lead to 9 at halftime. Both teams struggled early in the third quarter to score, but really Riverside able to keep Axtell at arm's length the rest of the way and keep it around a 7-10 point margin, and ultimately hit some free throws down the stretch to get the win, 46-33. Riverside now 6-7 after the win. Axtell, they drop to 5-7. Percy Duncan, our player of the game, 18 points and 9 rebounds to lead Riverside. Kobe Davis in double figures as well with 12. And Eli Brockstrom led the Eagles with 10 points. Up next for both of these teams, Axtell at Donovan West on Tuesday, while Riverside returns home to host Sabetha. Again, it's a Riverside sweep here at Axtell. I'm Brandon Tadman reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. We'll get to another non-league matchup tonight, which saw Holton host Chapman. With a report from the Holton Channel, here's Justin Fluke.
Both Holton teams won non-conference games against visiting Chapman on Friday night as both Holton teams improved their record to 8 wins and 5 losses on the season. In the girls' game, Holton trailed early, but a big second quarter with a 12-2 advantage put the Lady Cats ahead by 6 points at halftime, and Holton went on to win it by 6, 30-24 was the final. Both teams struggled with turnovers. Neither team made a 3-pointer, but Holton got 13 points from Macy Patch and 10 from Lindsay Wisdom in the girls' victory. The Holton boys started very strong. They led 16-4 at the end of one quarter, but Chapman came back, got it to within 4 at halftime, and Chapman tied it at 29-all heading into the fourth quarter. Holton has struggled mightily at the free throw line, but made 9 of their 12 free throws in the final quarter to help win and pull away for a final margin of 11. Holton just 12 of 24 from the free throw line in the game, but that was better than Chapman, who made just 3 of 14 free throws. Chapman also with nearly 3 times as many turnovers as Holton wins it on the boys' game, 50-39. Big night for Jake Zeller, 3 threes. He scored 17. Tyson Snyder added 12. Jalen Turner and Matt Lears both scored 8 for the Holton boys in their 11-point win, while the Holton girls won by 6. Both Wildcat teams return to Big 7 League play next Tuesday, home again against Jeff West. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. We'll get other scores and another recap coming up from Tom Counts from the Jefferson County North Tournament here in just a minute, but let's run down our other non-league doubleheader finals for you. We'll start with Silver Lake at Sabetha tonight in the girls' game. It was the Eagles for Silver Lake winning 51-13, but Sabetha would win the boys' game 49-40. Also tonight in non-league action, Royal Valley girls would defeat Mission Valley 59-51, and it was all Panthers in the nightcap. Royal Valley wins at 68-30 over Mission Valley. In the Twin Valley League tonight, girls action. Donovan West topped Blue Valley 55-24. Blue Valley, however, would win the boys game 55-34. TVL girls final, Centralia over Hanover 53-49, and then Hanover would win the boys game 65-24. In the Frankfurt-Clifton-Clyde matchup, Clifton-Clyde would win the girls game 34-29. And then you guessed it, we have a split as Frankfurt would win the nightcap. The boys win it for the Wildcats 48-35 over Clifton-Clyde. Washington County tonight hosting Troy in a TVL doubleheader. In overtime, Washington County would survive at home to defeat Troy 40-33, and then Troy gets the split as they win the boys' game 64-34. Valley Heights at home hosting Wetmore, and it was Valley Heights winning the girls' game handedly 61-23. Valley Heights now 12-1. And then in the nightcap, yep, a split. Wetmore would win the boys' game 48-35. Well, I mentioned tournament, mid-season tournament action. Tom Counts is following the Jefferson County North tournament here this week, and he saw the home team take on Valley Falls tonight, and he has this recap from that ball game.
Pool play continued tonight at the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational, and in the second game of the evening, the host team, JCN, matched up against Valley Falls. Valley scored the first bucket of the game, and JCN led the rest of the way. It was the Lady Chargers coming out in front, 49-28. Jeff North paced by Bank of Atchison player of the game, senior Tara Wastuba with 13. 11 tonight for Claire Jobbins and 10 for Clara Johnson. Jeff North moves to 7-5 on the season. For Valley Falls, who is now 5-6, it was a bench player to lead the way as Evie Gatzmeyer had 7. And Emma Montgomery with a half a dozen for Coach Hale and Valley Falls. Tomorrow, JCN will have its championship games at noon. It is going to be the third place game pitting Northeast Kansas and Oskaloosa. At 1:30, the second place game with Valley Falls taking on Perry LeCompton. The championship game at 3, Jefferson County North Lady Chargers and Rossville. So again, in our game tonight, it was Jeff North over Valley Falls, 49-28. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Last night, some other mid-season tournament action. In the Top Gun tournament, Jeff West defeated Wellsville 53-13, and it was Hayden over Nemaha Central in the semifinals 32-30. At the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament yesterday at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, Jackson Heights had no problems with Atchison as the Lady Cobras are now undefeated at 11-0 with a 67-19 win over the Lady Phoenix. And then the host school Hiawatha would defeat ACCHS in the other semifinal last night 65-41. So Jackson Heights and Hiawatha, they will meet up for the championship of the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament tomorrow at around 2 o'clock, and you can catch that on 103.9 FM KNZA. Well, we've reached our final break. We're going to take it. We'll come back. We'll run down the scores one final time, and then we'll also pick our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. That's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
Hello, this is Dr. Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
With our DSB Connect digital banking, you can freely move money to other people and other accounts, just like those big name apps. Use our P2P to instantly send money to another person, and use our reliable bill pay service to pay your companies.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, one last time here on this Friday night, Seth Tollefson here with you and the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks to Kurt again here as always each and every Friday, helping run down scores and getting recaps prepped for us as we get you scores one final time here on this Friday night. We're going to start with, again, a recap from yesterday and the Hiawatha Invitational Girls Tournament. Jackson Heights would win the first semifinal of the day, defeating Atchison 67-19, and they will take on Hiawatha tomorrow at 1:30. As we have corrected that time, they will have tip-off for the Redhawks and the Cobras as Hiawatha got the win over ACCHS yesterday, 65-41. At the Top Gun Tournament yesterday, in the consolation bracket, Jeff West defeated Wellsville 53-13. Again, these are girls' finals in the Top Gun Tournament. And then in the semifinals, it was Hayden defeating Nemaha Central 32-30. So Nemaha Central will play for third place. Tonight at the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament, the host school would get the win as they defeat Valley Falls 49-28. JCN's opponent in the championship tomorrow will be the Dogs of Rossville, as JCN will enter that championship game with a record of 7-5. In the Twin Valley League girls finals tonight, Donovan West tops Blue Valley 55-24. Centralia tonight defeated Hanover 53-49. Clifton Clyde would defeat Frankfurt 34-29 in a girls' tout today. Washington County in overtime over Troy 40-33. That is your girls' final in the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights tonight over Wetmore 61-23. Some non-league girls' finals tonight. Royal Valley over Mission Valley 59-51. Silver Lake would battle Sabetha tonight, and in the girls' game, the Eagles would win big 51-13 over the Blue Jays. Also in non-league action tonight, Riverside over Axtell on the road 49-29. And rounding out our girls' final scores here tonight, it was Holton over Chapman 30-24. No boys teams here in the local area in action in tournament play here mid-season, but there were several boys scores tonight, starting off with a slate of Twin Valley League matchups. Blue Valley tonight would defeat Donovan West at home 55-34. Hanover then would top Centralia 65-24 tonight. Frankfurt winners at Clifton Clyde tonight 48-35. Troy at Washington County would get the win. The Trojans are 10-4 with a 64-34 win over Washington County tonight. And then Wetmore would knock off Valley Heights 48-35 to get that road win. Other scores here tonight, Riverside in a non-league action. Riverside would win 46-33. Perry LeCompton tonight hosting Jeff West, all cause in this one as they win it 60-32. Also tonight, Royal Valley would top Mission Valley in a non-league matchup by a score of 68-30. Sabetha would defeat Silver Lake 49-40 in a game that they had to finish in Sabetha's backup gym as about the midway point of the fourth quarter. The rim would break on a Silver Lake two-handed dunk at one end of the court, and they tried to repair it, couldn't get that done. So the decision was made to take all the fans, pack up all the teams, and head to the other gym. That's what they did, and Sabetha would come out on top and win this one 49-40. Nemaha Central tonight over Marysville, a non-league boys final, 66-44. The Thunder are now 12-1. Also tonight then on the Holton Channel, it was the Holton Wildcats. Tonight they defeat Chapman 50-39. I just got in the girls and boys finals for Lynn and Onega. A good one in the girls game as Lynn would win by 2, 56-54. And then in the nightcap, it was Onega, the boys, winning over Lynn 53-29. And the only other score I was looking for, thank you, Kurt, just passed it off here to me, Hiawatha at the Roundhouse tonight would win in a battle of Highway 73 in Brown County. It's the Red Hawks over the Chargers, 56-42. Hiawatha now 6-7 on the season.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, we're going to start here with the boys tonight. Just a couple of nominations. As first up, Luke Zellers of Holton had 17 points in the Wildcats' win here tonight. He's been nominated, but our winner tonight is from Riverside. It's a Cyclone. Percy Duncan, 18 points, 9 rebounds, well above his average in scoring. And again, big difference in Riverside's win tonight over Axtell. So our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for the boys, again, Percy Duncan of Riverside. A few more nominations on the girls' side tonight. Claire Johnson for Jefferson County North had 13 points. Also at 13 points in Holton's win over Chapman was Macy Patch. Also for Riverside, Taylor Washar had 14 points and 11 boards in a double-double, so a very good effort by her. But even though Wetmore tonight did not get the win, you cannot overlook a 1,000-point career. So our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient tonight would be Kenzie Strathman for Wetmore. So congratulations to Kenzie and Percy tonight. Again, our Game Ball recipients, again, sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Well, a quick sneak peek at what's to come here on the sports schedule. I mentioned the championship of the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. We will have coverage of that for you tomorrow. Tip off from the Roundhouse between, again, Jackson Heights and Hiawatha around 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. And you can catch that on 103.9 KMZA. On 92.1 KMZA tomorrow, we've got some K-State basketball as it is, again, the SEC Big 12 showdown tomorrow as K-State's matchup tomorrow afternoon is Ole Miss. Pregame show on KMZA 92.1 set for 2 o'clock. Benedictine, the Ravens in actions on Care 93.7 on our sister network of stations as Benedictine will be at Clark at 12 and 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. There is a Chiefs game. Again, unfortunately can't cover that one on 92.1 FM KMZA. I'm sure you'll find a way to catch it nonetheless. But again, Chiefs in action in the AFC Championship hosting the Bengals. We will bring you the Chiefs Kingdom show with Mitch Holtis on 92.1 KMZA on Monday at 6 o'clock. Lots of high school basketball coming up next week. Care 93.7 looks like they've got games on Monday, Tuesday, and then on Friday they've got Benedictine basketball on Wednesday, so a busy week on Care 93.7. On KMZA 92.1 FM, currently scheduled for Tuesday, Nemaha Central at Hiawatha, and then Friday we're looking at Frankfort at Centralia on 103.9 KNZA. On Tuesday, Jeff West will be at Holton, and then on Friday, the current schedule, Horton at Valley Falls. That's what we're looking at. Of course, anything can change depending on scheduling issues, but that is what we're kind of looking at for next week, so you can mark that down. And again, be listening to our local sports reports here starting Monday morning with Brandon. And then, of course, also don't forget msesports.net, all the latest information for Northeast Kansas Athletics, again, at msesports.net. Well, that's going to wrap it up here for the show. Until next Friday night, have a great evening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School School Board Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School School Board Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.